which allows you to model and experiment with investment strategies that comply with the official thrift savings plan rules and regulations. So it's a tool that has numerous features that allows you to track maybe your allocation performance, track your investment strategy as compared to the TSP family of funds, and it also includes a leaderboard so that the members of Fantasy TSP can basically compete with each other for trying to achieve investment.
So it can almost be like a Fantasy TSP, a fantasy football kind of thing where you can compete against other folks?
That's exactly where the idea came from. Some friends of mine at work were into fantasy football, but we were getting interested in investing, and someone just said Fantasy TSP. I got the domain and wrote the application.
And how's it all work? Is it very complex?
It's not complex at all. Basically, you sign up, you get an imaginary $100,000 starting balance, and you can trade or make your allocation decisions using the same rules that TSP does. So they have some trade restrictions, things like that, that this application models and follows. So if you're interested, I mean, we're not in any way trying to push hyper trading. I'm not against buy and hold strategy.
Right.
And I started this really because I'm a software developer, not a financial advisor, and I don't know anything about investing. And so the idea was if I created a tool that would attract a lot of people, maybe some people had some better ideas than I did, and I could see how they manage their investments, that I could learn in the process.
And so it's sort of information sharing, but around financial issues, around specifically your retirement.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, I know a lot of these, and I've not done any of them before, but a lot of them, you do learn a lot because all of a sudden you're saying, hold on, why did you make that decision? Or watching what somebody else does and saying, hold on, there is a lot of that sharing that goes on.
There sure is. It's a collaboration tool. We have an active forum with 1,800 members. And what really kicked this off, in addition to some friends of mine at work, was a friend of mine and myself did some reading, and we applied a seasonal investment strategy to the TSP family of funds. And this seasonal strategy basically says make 6 allocation changes per year, the exact same 6 every year. And when you apply this model over the past 22 years of the TSP availability, you achieve a 16% annual rate of return.
Wow.
And interestingly, if you started with a $100,000 balance in 1988, made no contributions, and just applied these same 6 trades every year, you'd have $2.5 million right now, as compared to $700,000 if you stayed in the C fund for 20 years.
And so this can be sometimes paying attention to this, some of these financial issues can get a little bit dry. And this can be a fun way to do it, to track and pay attention to your allocations and doing that all in, as you say, a more entertaining way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with no risk. I mean, we're not talking about your real money here.
Now, I think what some people, and you mentioned this earlier, some people say get a little nervous that this might mean that people are going to get more towards day trading or anything, and you're not encouraging that.
Not at all. And in fact, I state that clearly on the site. I state 2 things. 1, I don't know anything about investing. And 2, I want to encourage communication about all these strategies, dollar cost averaging, buy and hold, seasonal investing. And really, the seasonal strategy I mentioned, which is documented on the site, and I have what's called a seasonal calculator, which allows you to create any allocation model and apply it to 20 years and see what it would do. I was impressed with what we came up with, and I realized that, you know, we have a good idea here, and we know nothing about investing. So what could some really smart people achieve if the tools were available to them to share their ideas?
And you mentioned how many people participating in this?
1,800.
But folks are invited to participate. Is there a cost to do it?
Absolutely. There's no cost. This is a free resource. It's, you know, I enjoy developing software, and I solicit the community to give me ideas to improve the features of the tools. And so it's just a great.
In fact, I noticed that there's a way you can suggest ideas or additional functionality if somebody says, hey, it would be really cool to do such and such.
Exactly.
Yeah. And tell us what TSP Center is.
Well, TSP Center is nothing more than the website that hosts the Fantasy TSP application. And, it, you know, it I try to provide some tools other than Fantasy TSP, like the forum, like a resource that collects a bunch of news articles, and including Federal News Radio.
Yes.
And a TSP calculator, a lot of the fun sheets and things like that. And so really it comes down to it's a forum for collaboration with the TSP Center Fantasy application integrated into the forum.
And are you a Fed?
I am.
And so this was just something you were wanted to do this. You're a programmer, and so you said, "Hey, what better way to do this than to set up a website to do it?"
Exactly.
Yeah. And we should note that you're not affiliated with TSP at all, and this isn't part of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, all those kinds of things.
Absolutely not. And in fact, I've actually had to put a couple notices on my contact page on the website because I had some people trying to contact me as if we were the official TSP, and that's absolutely not the case.
People saying, "Hey, my allocation wasn't correct. Can you fix it?"
I had to put a stop to that once one guy sent me a Social Security number.
Yeah, now you're spamming him or something. No, I'm kidding. I mean, but with the social, you could all of a sudden don't send that stuff in an email anyway. I wouldn't guess.
Exactly, and so that was my concern. So, yeah, absolutely, it's a free resource. We don't distribute our email list or even contact our members at all. It's just available for them. And I've added a new feature, which is called privatizing your Fantasy TSP account. If you don't want to be included on the leaderboard or have people see what you're doing,
right,
then it's just a private tool that only you see when you log in.
And did this mostly, you created this because primarily you wanted to learn more?
I really created it so that four or five of my friends could basically compete with each other with a retirement account.
Right.
And once this thing got a little mature, we realized, man, there's 4 million TSP participants.
Right.
1,800 members is nothing. What if 20,000 people were using it? I mean, you would obviously, just by the laws of numbers, get some really good people in there, you know? So that's the idea behind it.